The United Nations 64th Annual General Assembly starts tomorrow, and one of the key issues under discussion will be tackling climate change and its effects on developing nations. A report by the EU Commission states that the EU's fair share contribution is an estimated 2 to 15 billion euros per year. Catholic aid agency CAFOD says it is 35. The head of climate finance policy at the London-based Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, Liz Gallagher, warns that many first world nations are backtracking on their pledges to eradicate global poverty by diverting money meant for development into environmental protection.
Definitely. I think we've seen that aid levels have gone down due to the recession. And not only that, but they're also trying to use more of that pot of money to now put onto climate change. So they're sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul, and that's not good. So they're diverting the pledged aid that they agreed on some while ago and using it instead of for healthcare and for education, now using it instead for climate change. And that's not on.
But of course, tackling climate change in their own home nations rather than tackling it where it's hitting worst, which are, of course, the developing nations.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the poorest communities will be hit first and worst. They're most vulnerable to climate change. They live on an already meagre existence and therefore will be pushed further and further into poverty without substantial financial support, but also rich countries here taking on the kind of emissions reductions that are needed.